Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of June, 2021. We have all the best technology news that's been happening for you, and it's coming your way right now like it always does in about 5 minutes. All right, we got to start off with a little bit of rumors. Usually we do this on Monday, but hey, what the hell? It's Friday. The rumors now pointing to a new Apple Series 7 watch and some updated ultra-wideband tech. Well, that's at least what the rumor says. And the folks over at Bloomberg, that is where these sources are coming from. Yes, the new screen will have thinner bezels, is what we're being told. A faster chip. Yeah, again, a given. And the updated ultra-wideband functionality. The thing we don't know about the ultra-wideband functionality is what kind of upgrade it's gonna get. Though we do know that watchOS 8 will use the existing technology to let you unlock hotel rooms and other doors. So maybe it has something to do with that, who knows. We've also heard Apple will be completely redesigning the watch with flat sides and even new colors too. And according to the sources over at Bloomberg, they've actually seen the prototypes. Now with the other rumors we've heard, of course, is they wanted a temperature sensor on the watch. That was supposed to happen this year, meaning we'll probably see it come next year. One thing that is definitely solid about this rumor, Apple refused to comment on it. Need yourself a new Pixel, maybe a Nest or a Fitbit? Don't feel like ordering online? Well, hop on down to Google's first retail store. Yep, the first official store from Google after so many years of pop-ups here and there. Unfortunately, though, if you want to pop on down to the physical store, you gotta be in New York. It's actually located underneath its offices in the Chelsea neighborhood. Obviously, it's gonna feature Google's own hardware products, including Pixel phones, Nest smart home gadgets, and lots of other Google devices. Not to mention, you can't walk out of that store without a little swag, meaning some t-shirts and hats. Now, from what we can tell, the Google store kind of looks like a showroom. Don't expect like an Apple store sort of thing here, nah. The main space in the room, which by the way Google calls sandboxes, is basically product-specific experiences. Kind of one room, one product, one experience. So if you happen to be in New York City and happen to be in the Google neighborhood, doors open for its first official store at 10 a.m. And finally, speaking of retail stores, how about those folks over at IKEA? Well, they've teamed up with the folks over there at Sonos to give us a picture that's a speaker. Yep, a picture speaker. Now, we actually heard a rumor about this earlier this year, that they were designing some picture frame slash wall art speaker. Well, somebody's dreams have come true. The picture frame with Wi-Fi speaker could be on your walls come July 15th. Now, if you're wondering, what can I possibly do with this thing? Well, you can actually customize it with your own images. And if art ain't your thing and you just want a speaker up there on your wall, well, the front art can actually be removed, revealing the speaker drivers underneath. Which has to be said, they look kind of impressive. And actually, sound quality ain't too bad. Now, Sonos said it was a bit of a challenge designing the latest collaboration with IKEA to get room-filling sound with basically just a square. Not to mention as flat as it was, too. Now, the frame itself kind of looks like any old picture frame. Bit of classy, I guess you could say, with the buttons on the back to control the thing. And if you don't feel like reaching from behind, of course, you can control the speaker with the Sonos app like any other device. The whole thing gonna set you back about $199. And if you get tired of the art that's on the wall, just get additional designs for $20. If you got a story, no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com. That is the home of the British Tech Network. Find everything that's happening at BTN right over there. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, and follow us on Twitter at British Tech, but definitely be part of the BTN community. Lots of fun going on over there, and we want you to be part of the family. So what's taking you so long? Head on over right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Monday. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.